This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy. Hello, Mark.
Hi there, Dave.
Several states have legalized recreational marijuana. The subject is under detailed discussion in Rhode Island. How is the changing legality of marijuana affecting job searches and employee screenings by companies? To talk about that, our guest is Christine Kanin, CEO of the firm Higher Image of Johnston. Welcome back.
Thank you, Dave and Mark. Nice to see you.
How big an issue is this on both the employers and the applicant side, the issue of marijuana use and testing for it?
It's a pretty big issue. We're seeing a lot more positive results in the marijuana testing.
Employers, positive meaning, yeah, positive for marijuana use.
Positive for marijuana use, yes. And employers getting confused as to what to screen for, when to screen, and how long the marijuana stays in a person's system. So it's getting a little tricky out there, but employers are still doing the drug testing and testing for marijuana. So people applying for jobs, beware that employers are still drug testing and it is still illegal at a federal level, even if a state allows marijuana.
And the federal law supersedes state law, right? So that gives the employer the right to do drug testing and to use it as a, you know, in making a decision on a hiring and even once you're hired, a firing decision, right?
Exactly. That's correct. And they want to make sure, though, they do have a drug testing policy. You have to have a policy in place in order to do that testing and in order to fire someone if, in fact, that it comes back as a positive test.
And you were talking about it. There was a case in Colorado where, in fact, someone was using medical marijuana and was fired. And the company was still allowed to, you know, terminate that person. Is that right?
Yes. It went all the way. It was right after Colorado passed recreational marijuana. A year later, the case with Dish Networks went up to the Colorado Supreme Court, and it was ruled in the employer's favor. And that's what we're seeing right now with all of these changes with marijuana laws, that is still ruled in the employer's favor. As long as they have proper policies in place, they can still test for it, and the employer has been found to be okay to then fire somebody with cause because they fail drug tests. So we'll likely see some more court cases in that area in different states, and we do think it's going to be legislated in the courts when these rules keep passing in different states. It's going to start to get a little tricky for employers.
Does someone who might be applying for a job and had been working in Colorado, for example, a well-known legalized marijuana state, do they bring a little extra attention when they see the potential employer?
It's a good question. No, they don't. Employers, if they have a policy that they're going to be doing drug testing, they do it across the board for all applicants or whatever certain positions that they're doing them for. They're not going to pick and choose if someone's from Washington State, Oregon, Colorado, or Washington, D.C., where there is legalized recreational marijuana.
Rhode Island is known to have a lot of recreational marijuana use or for medical marijuana use. And so I'm wondering, are employers starting to reconsider whether they think that's a reason to terminate someone? Are they sort of saying, look, I can't stick my finger in this dam anymore. You know, this is what it is. This is the workplace. I'm just going to have to learn to deal with it. What's your sense?
I would say a lot of employers who have safety-sensitive positions, they can't turn a blind eye to it. Others that, or maybe there's not sensitive issues, they may stop drug testing, but they shouldn't. It's still good to know what's out there and what's happening. There's different tests that are being developed as well. The most popular testing that employers use is urinalysis testing. That can tell you if there's marijuana in the system 3 to 7 days ago. There's also hair testing that goes back 90 days, but it won't show current usage. What we're seeing to be more popular and that more employers are turning to now is the saliva testing, where they'll take an oral swab. They'll still send it to the labs to get it tested, but that will tell more recent use, like within the last 24 hours, which that's really what employers are more concerned with than the 90-day use in a lot of instances. I can't speak for every employer out there, but we are seeing there's been a lot of trucking companies that they're federally mandated to do DOT urinalysis testing, but they have now added hair testing to it because they want to see if somebody is a habitual user and they're going to have problems down the line. So they're adding testing like that instead of taking away.
What about if someone is an occasional user? By occasional, they might have one joint in a month as opposed to the habitual user. How is that screened for?
So it will show up for a longer period of time on a habitual user. So if somebody's constantly using every day and there's a urinalysis test done, that will show up for at least a week, maybe even longer, depending on how habitual of a user they are. If it's once in a while, that may stay in the system a little less. We've seen up to 3 days.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, and our guest is Christine Kanin, CEO of the firm Higher Image of Johnston. A question about international job applications. If someone is coming from another country, another part of the world, where perhaps there is a different culture, a different drug use culture, what happens there with screening?
So if they're applying for a job in the U.S., they're still going to follow the same standards. Whatever that employer is doing for all of their applicants or employees, they're going to follow that same guidelines on the testing. So they have a drug screening policy, and they're going to follow that across the board for all of their employees.
We've talked before on this show about, the hiring at Electric Boat, which is a defense contractor, and therefore, they have very strict rules about drug use. And they've actually found that Rhode Island residents have a higher percentage of people who are testing positive for drug use than, say, in Connecticut, where they also have a facility. At what point is this going to have an effect on Rhode Island's ability to sort of compete for certain kinds of jobs? I mean, if you have defense contractors, and there are strict federal rules, do you have a sense of what the workforce is like out there, for those kinds of jobs?
I'd definitely say there's an advantage for those who don't smoke marijuana to get a job at Electric Boat. But, they're a federal contractor, and that's not going to change anytime soon, that they're going to be able to ease the rules and what they're allowed to hire. So they're just going to have to broaden their employee search if they can't find local folks who aren't smoking marijuana and can't pass a drug screening test.
Do you get a sense that some companies may either radically change their drug testing policies or perhaps scrap them as more common use is encountered?
I don't see employers scrapping it because it is such an important part of their screening tool before they hire, to really see who they're hiring and understand what they're going to be able to do once they're hired. But what I do see is a lot of changes within the drug screening itself. I think we're going to see new technologies and new testing, maybe to show that there's more recent use, especially post-accident. A lot of employers have to do post-accident testing if there's something that happens at their workplace. So that who cares that someone smoked marijuana over the weekend when the accident happened on a Wednesday? So they're going to want those tests that are showing them that person is high right then and there. So I really do think that that's the wave of the future, are new sorts of drug testing capabilities.
Can any employer say that we're going to drug test randomly and to see what the workforce is like?
So random drug testing is a little tricky. So it depends on what state you're in. Rhode Island does have a law that says you can't random drug test unless there's reasonable suspicion. So if there was some type of incident or accident at a workplace, then you can randomly check that person who was involved in that incident. However, you can in other states. You just have to have it within your drug screening policy. So that goes by state have different laws for that. But Rhode Island is one of the only states that have that random test prohibition.
Now, one last question. How is marijuana use looked at differently than, say, alcohol use? I mean, is there an expectation or is there a procedure to test for, drinking on the job, whether you're,
Yeah, there are testing for that, and it's typically not used for pre-employment screening. It is used when there's post-accident. So if there was an incident at a workplace, there is testing to be done to see if there's alcohol within the system. So same as what they'd be testing for other sorts of drugs.
And we'll have to leave it there. Our guest has been Christine Kanin of the Higher Image Company in Johnston. Christine, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Great as always to be here, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward. Details at rhodeislandfoundation.org.